Thank you for the floor. Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to speak and to provide answers to the questions and recommendations raised on equal opportunities and especially on gender equality in Liechtenstein. I would like to point out four issues which were raised. First, increasing the representation of women in the public and private sector, a topic which was highlighted by, inter alia, Uruguay, Vietnam, United Kingdom, Switzerland, Venezuela, Armenia, and Bulgaria. In recent years, the representation of women in political, public, and economic positions in Liechtenstein has steadily increased. As last elections show, women now account for almost 30% at national and 35% at municipal level. The proportion of women in management positions is also increasing. In recent years, Liechtenstein has taken up various measures and initiatives for more diversity in politics and for the empowerment of women. For 20 years, a training course for women has been offered, which numerous Liechtenstein women attended, most of them successfully entering politics. The recent introduction of indicators for gender equality and the planned strategy allows Liechtenstein to follow up and promote further progress in the fields of gender equality. Second, combating wage inequality. This issue was highlighted by, inter alia, Uruguay, Venezuela, and Argentina. In Liechtenstein, combating all forms of discrimination is given high priority. Currently, a nationwide awareness-raising campaign is underway to fight discrimination and to enhance tolerance. Liechtenstein has a strong legal basis to fight discrimination. According to the Gender Equality Act, wage discrimination is forbidden. 4 years ago, an in-depth study conducted by the Office of Statistics concluded that 42% of wage differences cannot be explained and may therefore indicate discrimination. Regardless of this, the wage gap between men and women in Liechtenstein continues to decrease steadily. In the last 15 years, it has declined from 20% to currently 14%. In order to address this imbalance in the public and private sectors, wage equality analyses have been conducted on a regular basis. Since wage inequality persists despite a steady decline, the Equal Opportunity Unit promotes awareness-raising measures during the annual Equal Pay Day and supports projects addressing the issue, for example, to young persons in schools. Third, combating violence against women, on which remarks and recommendations were raised by Canada, Uruguay, Venezuela, Argentina, and Colombia, inter alia. Liechtenstein is strongly committed to combat violence against women and children. This is reflected by the recent ratification of the Istanbul Convention, as well as by legal adjustments and also by the numerous offers and activities provided and carried out in the country. Thus, high priority is given to the protection of victims, but also to the prosecution and punishment of perpetrators. In addition, awareness-raising measures are carried out to prevent gender-based violence. In the course of implementing the Istanbul Convention, a coordinating body was appointed. The body conducted a survey and an exchange of expertise among organizations active in the field of violence in the very first year after ratification. The results were incorporated into a report that is about to be sent to the government. The Office of Social Services, which chairs the coordinating group, is convinced that a comprehensive prevention strategy, which is recommended by Canada, among others, is a valuable tool to strengthen children's and women's rights in the protection from violence, and thus taking it up for further assessment also regarding other strategy processes for equal opportunities. Fourth, sexual orientation and gender identity. Following the questions raised by Canada, the United States of America, Australia, and France, inter alia, I am pleased to highlight some of the issues concerning the rights of same-sex couples and concerning sexual orientation and gender identity work in general. The protection of the rights of LGBTIQA+ persons is of great importance in Liechtenstein. The latest legal adjustments and processes show that Liechtenstein intends to strongly enhance equal opportunities for LGBTIQA+ persons in Liechtenstein. The Equal Opportunity Unit is giving guidance through information guidelines as well as publications in the media. And it continues the fruitful cooperation with NGOs and the National Human Rights Association in this field, as in other fields of equal opportunities, to best use synergies in the country. In order to obtain better data for further measures, it is planned to conduct a study on the situation of LGBTIQA plus persons in Liechtenstein. Thank you for your kind attention.